AccuWeather's Jeffrey Nordine is on the line with us this morning. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy morning, I'm sure, with Debbie. You guys must be crazy there today. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, no problem. This is, you know, always a pleasure to talk with you and talk with the whole crew. I really enjoy, you know, you guys. It brightens my day. It gives me something to do because, truth be told, for the next 10 minutes, if I wasn't talking to you, I'd be more or less just watching the, you know, radar and whatnot over southeastern portions of Georgia and South Carolina.
Oh,
my sister's stuck in North Carolina for the foreseeable future until probably the weekend. And I told her, like, look, if it gets bad, I need you to go north and west. You need to get away.
Oh,
and she still hasn't listened to me. And it's like, you know, you can tell the person to go all you want. It's up to them to, you know,
Right. But you think she would, you know, listen to you? If my brother was a meteorologist, I'd be
reason that she's not listening to me.
It kind of sounds like you have a problem, just like I have with my wife. I give her all kinds of great advice, but she doesn't follow. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yep. Well, again, I will keep telling her, and we'll see what she does.
Well, we listened to you, and last month you told us that we were going to be 3 to 5 degrees above normal for July, I think it was, and boy, we were, and we are so sick of this heat. That's all I got to say. So I guess we want to talk a little bit about the flood watch first, though. Here, we do have this flood watch in effect. You know, is this going to be a bad week for us rain-wise?
I mean, yes. From everything today through the weekend until we get to Saturday night, we're in for multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms, whether it's because of the front. You know, we have a cold front that's draping down. It's actually, as of the latest analysis from the National Weather Service, actually the Weather Prediction Center, we have the front that's stationary, draped across the New York and Pennsylvania border. And the stationary front, it means just that. It is parked for now. And that's because there's nothing really trying to push it down, and there's too much blocking it from moving south. But it is expected to turn into a moving cold front as we go throughout the day today. And what it's going to do is pop up some showers and thunderstorms that could even be marginally severe. We're talking mainly just a wind threat for southern New York into northern Jersey. But there could be some small hail. I can't rule that out, but I'm not going to anticipate anything in terms of severe hail. It is also the rainfall that we're going to be looking at through today into tonight. That's why we have that flood watch. We could see locally amounts around 1 to 2 inches. Some spots in the warning or in the watch, more to the south, so into more of central Jersey, they could be getting up to 3 inches. That's why, you know, they are under the flood watch as well. So that's what we have today through tomorrow. But really, the main event is going to be Friday and Saturday because that's going to be heavy. Excuse me, I just got done eating lunch, so I'm still trying to keep it, you know, keep it together here. Friday and Saturday is the main event, and that's going to be with Tropical Rainstorm Debbie. It's in her influence. I don't know if that's right. Do you say it's or hers? You know, proper,
well,
right?
Let's stay with it's just for the heck of it, right?
It's. Okay, we'll stay with it's. So its influence Friday and Saturday could bring very heavy rain. We're talking right now the tentative amounts in the forecast over 2 to 3 inches, possibly up to 4. And this is all available at AccuWeather.com. You can track our tropical tracker as well. That's available to everybody. But I'll give you the rundown here. So we have a general area, 2 to 4, and some spots in central Jersey could see that higher amount of 4 to 8.
So we're north of that. So we have a big air show happening here on Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like Sunday will probably be okay for that. But it looks like maybe Saturday could be a wash, right?
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of the long range, you know, where how long precipitation is going to last, you know, going into Saturday, we start to see the overall impacts lessen. Saturday, we still could have some showers at the first part of the day. Then in the afternoon and evening, it starts to dissipate. But New England, also parts of Maine, will be under some heavy rainfall and showers and thunderstorms. But yeah, Sunday is going to be perfect, actually. There's not a single drop of rain. But that being said, Sunday, you know, is going to be on the cloudy side. So it's not exactly like you know, hey, good weather's here. It's still cloudy.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So there's Debbie, the rain and all that. So now let's talk about temperatures for August and going into the fall. There was that article where Paul, senior meteorologist, I think Paul Pasluck was quoted saying something about, you know, that we're looking at a fall, a summer-like fall. But prior to that, are we going to be stuck in this heat for August as well?
So August, as of right now, the latest update with the long-range forecast includes a 2 to 3 positive, meaning we're running 2 to 3 degrees above the normal, or at least the forecasts are trending that way for August. Mm-hmm. The big The big driver from this was the fact that central parts of the country were above average in July, and now it's basically going to go eastward because that's the normal, you know, west to east movement of these systems, or you know, air masses, as we, you know, refer to them as. So 2 to 3 degrees above average. The closest to 3 to 4 is more northern New York. So I don't believe we're going to see that really hot, you know, month, but it is going to be warmer nonetheless. That's just August. And then the overall, you know, trend through fall is also trending above. So we're looking at, you know, potentially 2 to 3 from September through November.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And again, it's because of the, you know, heat in the central part of the country over the Rockies and, you know, Midwest. That's all going to, you know, push its way to the east with time.
When can we expect the cooler weather? You know, like winter?
Winter. I mean, you know, the biggest question is, will it snow in the fall? The unfortunate answer is not really. There's a lack of snow, except for the far higher elevations in New Hampshire, Vermont, and parts of Maine. But we're even calling for some snow starting at that point in November. We're not really seeing much across the Mid-Atlantic region for October, November snowfall. We can't rule out some flurries or some, you know, lighter snow showers, but we're not talking any major systems. That being said, my home state of Minnesota, Northern Dakota, or North Dakota, those could start seeing some snow systems coming through in November.
Well, I feel bad for the ski resorts.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I actually want to go skiing in a lot of the areas out here. This year, like last year, I kept telling myself, I'm going to do it. But now it's like the last 2 years I've been here, you know, I moved here in May of 22. I haven't had a snowy hill. I've seen some snow on the, you know, locally here in PA.
Right.
There's Tussie Mountain. And there's been snow, but it's been that man-made snow, and it's kind of crummy.
Not the same.
For lack of better term.
All right. Well, so I guess to wrap it up here quick, that basically we're hotter for August and then more summer-like in fall, which shouldn't be the sweltering stuff. It'll just be warmer than usual because the fall temperatures are typically a little lower. So probably the more comfortable weather is going to be our fall, and then our winter will maybe be more fall-like. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
My gosh. You know, for example, let me pull up some reference numbers here. So for September, starting in that month, the average temperature for the entire month is around 64 degrees. That's, you know, taking the average from the 1st of September to the 30th, adding all those numbers together and dividing it by 30. And so you get 64 degrees. That's your monthly average temperature.
Right.
But the actual average starts at 80 and goes down to 70 by the end of the month.
Right.
So if we're calling for above average temperatures through September, October, November, so on and so forth, we're only talking to be about 2 to 3 degrees above average. It's not going to be sweltering heat, but it's not what we're used to.
Right. So more comfortable. That sounds good to me. Jeff, we got to go, but
it
thank you.
It sounds good to me, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on with us today. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month. Stay cool if you can and stay dry. Thanks again.
Oh, yeah. I will do all of that, Rose.
Thanks. Take care.